Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Hello and welcome to our latest edition of Highlights of the Week, a short review of major events that happened in Slovenia and abroad. I'm Ksenia Samardzija-Matul. Thank you for joining. Downing Street staff held two parties the night before Prince Philip's funeral at a time when COVID restrictions banned indoor mixing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson was not at either party, but it raises further questions about the culture of rule-breaking at Downing Street. The Prime Minister is facing calls to resign from the opposition and some senior Tories. Scottish Tory leader Douglas Ross.
What we also heard from the Prime Minister today was an apology. And he said with hindsight, he would have done things differently, which for me is an acceptance from the Prime Minister that it was wrong, and therefore I don't want to be in this position, but I am in the position now where I don't think he can continue as leader of the Conservatives.
Ministers have urged MPs to wait for the outcome of an investigation into the alleged COVID rule-breaking at Downing Street parties.
Highlights of the week.
Staying in the UK, Prince Andrew is to face a civil case in the US over allegations he sexually assaulted a woman when she was 17. Virginia Jeffrey is suing the prince, claiming he abused her in 2001. His lawyers said the complaint should be dismissed, citing a 2009 deal she signed with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. But a New York judge ruled the case could continue. Gloria Allred, attorney of Virginia.
You know, the prince is going to be in a world of hurt and a world of trouble, not comfortable to have to sit there and answer questions.
As a consequence of Prince Andrew facing U.S. civil action, the Duke of York's military titles have been returned to the Queen, Buckingham Palace has said. Prince Andrew will also stop using the style His Royal Highness in an official capacity. And U.S. comedian Bob Saget was found dead in a hotel room in a Florida hotel room this week, police announced on Sunday. He was 65. Police said there were no signs that foul play or drugs were involved in his death. Saget is survived by his wife, Kelly Rizzo, and three children.
Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
The cross-country World Cup events scheduled to take place in Planica have been cancelled because of COVID-19. Planica was to hold the men and women's event on the 22nd and 23rd of January. European Parliament President David Sassoli has died at the age of 65. The Italian and former journalist had been seriously ill for more than 2 weeks and cancelled all official activities. Sassoli was admitted to a hospital in Italy last month due to a serious complication with his immune system.
Highlights of the week.
And a man from the US has become the first person in the world to get a heart transplant from a genetically modified pig. The transplant was considered the last hope of saving Mr. Bennett's life, though it is not yet clear what his long-term chances of survival are. And this is Dr. Bartley Griffith, the surgeon who successfully transplanted the pig heart into the patient.
We've never done this in a human, and I like to think that we have given him a better option than what continuing his therapy would have been. But whether it's a day, week, month, year, I don't know.
Pigs have long been considered a source of potential transplants for having similar organs to humans. And back to Slovenia. Slovenian cyclist Primož Roglič has confirmed that he will compete in the Tour de France this year. He said his main goal is to finish the race, but that he wanted to finish first. Roglič finished second in 2020, but dropped out last year due to injuries.
Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
And the German court this week sentenced a former intelligence officer and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's security services to life in prison after convicting him of murder, rape and crimes against humanity in a landmark trial. Anwar R. had been charged with 58 murders, rape and sexual assault at a prison facility in Damascus that was supervised by an intelligence unit he headed. He had denied all charges. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked President Joe Biden's rule requiring workers at large companies to be vaccinated or masked and tested weekly on their own expenses. The justices at the nation's highest court said the mandate exceeded the Biden administration's authority. Separately, they ruled that a more limited vaccine mandate could stand for staff at government-funded healthcare facilities. It would have applied to workplaces with at least 100 employees and affected some 84 million workers. Stay tuned. Coming up in a few minutes is this week's top story, the never-ending saga about Novak Djokovic and Australia.
Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic on Friday asked an Australian court to block his deportation ahead of the Australian Open after the government cancelled his visa for the second time over COVID-19 entry regulations. The government nevertheless ordered that he return to pre-deportation detention on Saturday, albeit with permission to meet his lawyers at their offices. Djokovic's legal team submitted their request for an injunction late at night, less than 3 hours after Immigration Minister Alex Hawke used powers to revoke the visa. Here is one reaction of a Melbourne resident.
It's a tough call. I think it's a lose-lose for the government at this point. I think, you know, rules are rules, and we've all followed them for the last couple of years here in Melbourne. So, I think probably coordination before he arrived would have been a better option.
The world tennis number one, bidding for a record 21st Grand Slam trophy in defending his Australian title, had been told on arrival that his visa granted on the basis of a medical exemption from a vaccination requirement for visitors was invalid. Judge Anthony Kelly said the government had agreed not to deport Djokovic before the case concluded. As the show is pre-recorded on Friday, the situation with Djokovic in Australia might have changed in the meanwhile. And this rounds up today's edition of Highlights of the Week. Join us again next time. Same place. Have a great week.
The most important news from Slovenia, Europe, and around the globe. Highlights of the Week. Saturdays at 2:25 on Radio SI.